and Jaylen.
96.5
Alice.
All right, super excited to have Andre Aiden in here from the law offices of Andre Aiden for this week's Hero and Heels. All the times that we've done this before, it's always been, oh, let's get Andrea on the phone because you're always busy in court and everything else. But you're like, no, I want to come in here.
If we're now we get to see you.
Yes.
Super excited about that. And, you know, Andre, I know that we asked you this in the last break, but why is this program so important to you and your law firm?
Yeah, when you guys approached me about this program, gosh, a couple years ago now, I mean, women empowering women. I'm just such a huge advocate of that. We have to support each other. We have to promote each other. And it just felt like such a perfect fit for me and my law office to be a part of this program and highlight these amazing and just incredible women we have in our community. So it really, truly is just an honor.
Well, and I'll tell you, the woman that we are going to honor today, we received several nominations.
We did, yeah.
For the memory of this woman. So I'm going to have you introduce us to this week's Hero in Heels.
It is absolutely my honor. This week's Hero in Heels honors the memory of Evelyn Mount. Mount was known for her annual food drives run out of her home in Northeast Reno to feed the hungry. She moved to Reno in the 1970s and started her own food bank to feed that hungry. Mount was raised to feed others before herself. She says it was part of her upbringing, growing up on a farm in the country. She held on as long as she could with a lot of community support and volunteers. In a 2019 interview, Ms. Mount said, "If I don't look at someone and ask God to lift them up, then I'm missing my blessing. And my blessing is, Lord, help me to be your own servant to your people in your way and not in my own way."
Amen.
In 2009, the city of Reno renamed a former YWCA facility on Valley Road the Evelyn Mount Northeast Community Center in her honor. By the time she retired in 2018, the Evelyn Mount Community Outreach Program fed tens of thousands of people. Evelyn Mount died in the late December at the age of 96. Wow. But her memory and legacy lives on in our community to help others that may not be able to help themselves. So we are so proud to honor the memory of Evelyn Mount as this week's Hero in Heel.
Yes.
I'll tell you, one person that knows the memory and the legacy of Miss Evelyn Mount is Panama from our sister station, The River. Panama, you knew Miss Mount on a personal level along with her family, and maybe you can expand a little bit more on what she meant to you and the community.
I don't think you have that much time because it's a lot. To the community, I mean, just it's an icon, I guess is the best way we can put that, is an icon. To me personally, she was inspiring. When I first met her, I wanted to do some food drives for the radio station a little over 20 years ago. And I went to her and I said, "Hi, we want to do a food drive." And she looked at me and she said, "We'll do it then." It wasn't rude. It was like, don't talk about it, be about it. Yeah. You know, don't talk about it, be about it. And that's what she was don't talk about it, be about it. And in late 2008, maybe early 2009, I went to the city council, led by then Mayor Bob Cashel, and proposed that they name the Northeast Community Center the Evelyn Mount Community Center. They said it was the easiest decision they'd ever made. So, you know, that speaks to her legacy.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
And Panama also looks good in heels, too, by the way.
He does. Nice legs.
But when you look at the legacy and the love of the community, I mean, I'll tell you, when that news came out that she passed in late December, It shook the community.
It did.
And that's why, you know, as we came into this year and we put it out there that we're looking for Heroes and Heels again for 2023, the emails started coming in. It's like, you need to recognize Evelyn Mount. And especially, we just came out of Black History Month, and she is the matriarch of our
Absolutely.
Community
oh, yes.
for community service. So we're super excited to honor Miss Mount. You can check out the Hero in Heels story that we have of her up on our website at alice965.com. And Andrea, we can't thank you enough for being part of this journey
you.
With us.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And, you know, Andrea, we know that you're a very busy lady, but you do great family law here in our community. If people want to learn more about you and contact you, what's the best way of doing that?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You can go to my website, www.aidenlaw.net, AdenLaw.net, or give my office a call, 775-622-9245. I'm happy to help. I'm super compassionate about what I do. And if you're having a family law issue, give me a call.
All right. We love that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming up on the Alice Morning Show with Bill and Jay Lynn.
Nick Offerman, going to be at Silver Legacy next Saturday. He's on the show with us. Coming up next.
96.5 Alice.